Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Ray Noble, his orchestra and chorus. Ernie Newton, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. Charlie's 14-year-old singing discovery, Jane Powell. And our special guest, Cecil B. DeMille.
Charlie?
Yes?
I went in the living room this morning and I noticed the furniture had all been moved around.
Yes, sir. I did it yesterday. I hoped you'd like it.
What prompted you to rearrange the furniture?
Well, you know how you used to come in at night and bump your knee against the coffee table?
Yes, yes.
I fixed that.
Oh, I see.
From now on, you're going to fall over the umbrella stand.
Well, I hope, young man, that in moving the furniture around, you didn't break anything.
Then you don't know.
No, I don't.
Oh. Did you come in last night?
Oh, yes, yes.
You don't sound like you came in.
No, yes. I do have a rather bad cold.
Yes, yes.
I don't sound like myself.
No. It's so bad that I don't even sound like myself. You might at least have a little consideration for others.
All right.
Did you have fun?
Oh, that's beside the point.
Oh.
Now, getting back to this furniture that you were moving around and breaking, you say?
Well, you forced me to tell.
Yes, well, you did break something, didn't you, Charlie?
Yes, I did.
All right, out with it.
It's nothing important.
Oh, that's good.
You know that old Chinese cuspidor that stands in the corner?
Chinese cuspidor?
Yeah.
No. Oh, no, Charlie, not that.
Oh, yeah.
No. You mean that Chinese, that vase? That's a Chinese vase.
Oh. Vase it now.
Yes. You didn't drop it, did you?
No, sir. See, I was dusting.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And I dusted a hole in it.
Oh. Charlie, do you realize what you've done? That was a genuine Ming vase.
A what?
It's an heirloom.
Heirloom?
Yes.
What's that?
Well, an heirloom is passed on from father to son and from father to son.
Yeah?
Yes.
What have I done to Charlie McCarthy, Jr.?
Why, this is terrible. I know a dozen antique collectors who wanted that piece.
Well, there's enough for all of them now.
But I don't see why you've been doing this housework. What's the reason for it?
Well, it's the least I can do, Bergen, after what happened in the kitchen.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, what's the bad news? Out with it.
Well, it looks like you're going to have to buy a new stove.
A new stove?
Yes. As a matter of fact, a new kitchen wouldn't hurt either.
What's that?
Come to think of it, it might be cheaper if we just packed up the move.
Oh, I see. Charlie, just what have you been doing in the kitchen, then?
Well, you see, Skinny and I, we decided to do some baking.
Baking. Mm-hmm. I see.
We wanted to make a shortening bread.
Shortening bread.
But we couldn't get the recipe.
I see.
Nelson Lady wasn't home. I...
I'm surprised you didn't try to make donuts.
Well, that's simple. We did.
Ah, sure.
Yes, and we advertise them as the Little Wonder Health Donuts, right? The less you eat, the better you feel.
Did you actually try to sell them?
Yes. We charged 25 cents a dozen. Mm-hmm. 10 cents back when you returned the holes, yes.
Yes. Well, I'll bet you didn't have many customers.
Well, not many, no. They were so bad, you know.
Yes.
They were so bad, the Board of Health made us put a label on them.
Yes.
For external use only. Oh.
Well, it's very possible that you didn't have the right ingredients.
Well, the book said mix the yolk of three lemons.
Yes.
With a quart of chopped milk.
Yes.
You can't do that.
No, I do. Well, of course, you have to be very careful, Charlie, that the donuts aren't too heavy, or you'll get indigestion.
Yes, well, they were heavy.
Yes.
Oh, were they heavy? You have the only bow-legged stove in town, isn't it?
This whole thing is ridiculous. You know, you should have... You shouldn't have tried to make donuts in the first place.
No, well, we found that out, so we switched to making pies.
Yes. What kind of a pie?
Oh, well, we had assortments.
Yes, I thought so.
We made, is that me?
Yes.
You might at least gargle, Bergen. Oh. Well, this is all it needs to kill the illusion.
Yes.
You gave up holding your lips still long ago.
Yes.
That burns him up, yeah. Well, at least you can't yell at me.
Oh. Let's get back to the pie.
Yes.
What kind of pie did you make?
Well, we made boysenberry, girlsenberry, Wilkesberry, and Wallaceberry, and bury me not in an old prairie. All right.
Charlie, making pies is an art. In the first place, you have to have the oven very hot.
Yes.
It has to be heated just right, of course.
Yes. Well, we did that. We stoked it to, we stoked it up to 400 degrees Gesundheit.
Oh, you do. 400 degrees.
Yeah.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And you actually made a pie.
Yes. Of course, it didn't turn out so hot, no. We gave the feast to the dog.
What'd he do?
He bit me.
Yeah, I know. It must have been on the awful side.
Yes, it was. Can't understand it. The cookbook said it was delicious.
They did, yes. Well, I hope you had sense enough not to eat any.
Well, we made Skinny try a little.
Oh, Skinny tried it.
Yeah.
How did it taste?
I don't know. He took 3 bites and turned red, white, and blue.
Oh, he did.
Lucky there was a parade outside. We stuck him out the window and waved him.
Yeah, that's true. Well, what I would like to know, Charlie, is what did the cook say when she saw this affair in the kitchen?
Well, she just stuck her head in the door.
Yes.
Took one look.
Yes.
And she said, which way is Lockheed?
Uh-huh. I think it, she was angry.
Angry? She and the stove blew up at the same time.
Well, I hope, Charlie, I hope she didn't quit.
No, she didn't quit. Well, that's fine. But she did take a 30-year leave of absence. Oh,
tonight, we're happy to welcome back Charlie's little girlfriend, Jane Powell.
Thank you, Mr. Bergen. Gee, it certainly is nice to be back.
Well, Mortimer Snurd.
Hello, Morty.
Hello, Jane. Gosh, you're as cute as a caterpillar.
Oh, thank you, Morty.
Just think, Mortimer. You know, Jane is only 14.
Well, 14 years old.
That's all she is.
Holds her age well, doesn't she?
Well, Jane, I suppose you have a song for us today?
Well, what are you going to sing, Jane?
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Hmm.
Do you like it, Morty?
I don't know. I sleep till noon, eh?
It's a song from Oklahoma.
No, just so. I went through there once. I used to live in Iowa, you know, on a farm.
What did you do on the farm? I say, what did you do on the farm?
Well, I live on a farm with Grandpa.
I know, you live with Grandpa.
Yeah, that's what I did. I did it all the time, see?
Yeah. I know, but what did you do on the farm? What else did you do on the farm besides live with Grandpa?
Well, that took most of my time.
Mortimer, what are you carrying that box for?
Well, you see, I'm looking for customers, Jane. I'm in the shoe shining business now.
Shoe shining business?
Yeah. Oh, I see. Oh, shoe, baby. This is Bush Lady Goer.
All right.
You make an awful cute shoe sign for him, Morty.
Mm-hmm. You're a bootblack.
Yep, that's me, yep.
How much do you make in a good day?
Well, I don't know. I never had a good day.
Morty, how much would you charge to shine my shoes?
Well, for 25 cents, I'll shine 1 foot, and for 15 cents, I'll shine both of them.
Well, why do you charge less for two shoes?
Well, you see, that's mass production is cheaper.
Oh, I see. More shoes, the less you charge.
Well, yesterday I almost went bankrupt, I see.
Why was that?
Well, a fellow came along who was a six-footer.
Oh, I know. That sounds like a tall story.
Oh, Mr. Bergen.
Yes?
How can you be so stupid?
Oh,
oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I love a beautiful day. Everything's going my way.
Plans for opening a bar and theater.
That's right.
Did anything come of it?
Did it. We've just acquired the services of a rather capable director.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Well, who is it, man?
Allow me to present to you the new director of the McCarthy Dugan Worthless Stock Company, Cecil B. DeMille.
Hello, Edgar.
Why, C.D., now don't tell me that you're actually interested in Charlie's Bar and Theater.
Now, don't be so surprised, Edgar. I've always prided myself on being something of a pioneer.
A pioneer? Then I guess you and Bergen would like to talk over old days, huh?
Now, Charlie, why do you say that?
Well, you know, in the days of the covered noggin... Well, now, wait a minute.
You really think we have so much in common, Charlie?
Yes. You have the same kind of widow's peak as Bergen.
Please, Charlie.
Now, about my play, I think what it needs is vitamins.
Vitamins?
Yes. Vitamins, yes. C.B. DeMille.
Now, I've already worked out some ideas for Charlie. Now, on my program, sponsored by...
Remember, there's only Jason Fanboy.
Well, isn't it all right if I just say...
No, I'm sorry. No, it isn't. Just isn't, though.
I see. No soap. Well, I guess luck's against me.
After I pleaded with you. Oh, for goodness sakes. Yeah.
Charlie, what play do you and Skinny have in mind putting on?
Well, we're going to dramatize the Pied Piper.
That's a good play, yeah. But it needs a more spectacular title, like The March of the Rodents.
Yeah. How about Reach the White Rat?
That's good, Charlie. That's good. But, of course, I wouldn't think of using common ordinary rats.
Oh, no. Certainly not. How about white rats with mink coats on?
Well, they look like penguins.
Yeah.
We won't use rats at all.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Instead, we'll have the piper followed by 24 giant pandas, each one carrying a big neon letter on its back.
Yeah, you've got it, C.D. You've got it. What do the letters spell out? Jason Samuel?
No, Shackleby to Mel Productions.
Hey, Charlie, old boy, what's all this about a play?
Oh, Mr. Noble, allow me to present one of the greatest geniuses in the entire motion picture industry.
How do you know?
Oh, how do you do? I think it's a real pleasure, you know. I've always wanted to meet Orson Welles.
Will you watch it?
This is Cecil B. DeMille. He's producing Charlie's play, The Pied Piper.
Oh, well, of course, that's different. If you coax me, I might accept a small part, say the lead.
That requires a slight knowledge of music. Of course, we wouldn't want a musician.
Hmm. I think that is a good example of perfect typecasting.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Chef. Let me tell you, in my high school band, I played the buffoon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in this story, you play the fife. Now, let's see. Where can we get a fife?
Well, you might try the fife in 10 cents store.
Oh! I'm sorry, D.B. He's like this every week. It's nothing new.
You have my sympathy,
yes,
Charlie.
Yes, thank you.
Well, in our play, Mr. Noble, the people of Hamelin are plagued with rats. And then you come along.
It's just one misfortune on top of the other.
Now, we'll need some appropriate music. In the story, the piper rounds up all the rats and leads them out of town. So you might play the last roundup.
Yes.
Or you take the high rodents and I'll take the low rodents. My own.
Yeah, is it good?
Oh, my dear old boy, it's a masterpiece.
When you get out of here, you rat you.
Now, in the first scene... In the first scene, the curtain rises majestically, and then comes right down again.
Why?
I wasn't quite ready.
Oh.
Excuse me, buddy. Could you help the poor fellow whose wife is out of work?
Who are you?
Well, I serve an actor. They call me the man of a thousand faces.
Oh. Then why do you wear that one?
Who is this guy?
This is Cecil B. DeMille.
Oh, really? What? That's funny. You know, I knew a DeMille from North Carolina.
Oh, I'm from North Carolina.
Oh, I knew it couldn't be the same fella. Say, how can I get a part in your place?
What are your qualifications?
What'll I tell him, fella?
Well, tell him you're an actor of talent and no little ability.
Oh, okay. Mr. DeMille, I'm an actor with no talent and very little ability.
I'm sorry. I want a man who can act like Ray Milland, sing like Bing Crosby, and tell jokes like Fred Allen.
Oh, I see. Well, how much will you pay for a man like that?
$18 a week.
I'll take it. Well, goodbye, fellas. If I should return in my absence, be sure and detain me until I get back.
Yes.
Merci, the door, Senator.
You know, Charlie, I'm afraid the music of just one piper won't be enticing enough. Now, we'd better use the Philadelphia Symphony Orchestra.
Well, I do want the play to be a success.
You needn't worry about that. There's not going to be any play.
Well, who are you?
I happen to be Mrs. Dorothy of Dilpatch of the Lompoc Ladies Visity Club for the collection of kitchen waitstaff and theatrical improvements.
Are you the president of the club?
Yes. And I also sit on the board of directors.
Well, that should give it weight.
Oh, I don't know. You don't understand. I represent art and culture.
Well, Shake, I represent Shake and Samboy.
Well, I'm a paramount man myself.
Who's asking you, Curly?
Say, you can't talk that way to my partner. He happens to be one of the screen's most important personalities.
I never saw him in pictures.
Oh, I'm not a star. I'm not a star. I direct people in the movies.
Oh, you're an usher?
No.
Well, I have filled a few theater seats.
I don't care. No one is going to run a barnyard theater in this community. Why, for years I've been fighting cheapness and vulgarity.
Yes, and from the looks of your face, I'd say it was a losing battle.
Well, that's all. You'll hear from my lawyer in the morning.
Charlie, I don't want to get you into any trouble. Perhaps we'd better splinter our partnership.
Yeah, but Mr. DeMille, think of my play.
Well, stage fantasies seldom pay, Charlie. And there's another little matter. Just how do I come out?
Well, Mr. DeMille, money isn't everything. In this case, it isn't anything. But think of the publicity. Why, I'll let you put your footprints in the mud outside the bar.
Well, so you put my footprint in the dollars and cents, Charlie.
Oh, I see. Well, what is the least you would consider? And remember, this is a barn play, you know.
Well, 30 cents a day and all the milk I can drink.
It's a bargain.
That's top milk.
Yeah, top milk. Well, I believe you have a new picture coming out shortly with Gary Cooper, and it's the story of Dr. Watson.
Yeah, that's true, Charlie, but you don't have to mention my picture.
Well, then why are you twisting my arm?